But I prefer to be an outcast.
During culture kids, where the concept of the dukkan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You tuned into the dukkan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
The dukkan. The dukkan.
Welcome to your tribe.
Never have I ever. That's going to be the show.
Oh my God. Are we going to play this game for the show?
No, of course not.
Oh my
not.
God.
It's not that kind of
disgusting.
Show, though.
Disgusting. Never have I ever.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we have a special edition. It's just me and Reem. OT, we miss you. We also, apparently, me and Reem can't find the guest to sit with us because we're not that much likable. But it's fine.
Without OT,
because I think me and you
no,
can hold a conversation.
We have zero street credibility without OT. Zero.
Think, zero.
Zero.
You think so? Wallah, sah. I'm OT. Natrinak.
I miss you.
Well, that's the show.
That was the end of that. It's not the same without him. Just kidding.
So Hussein, our champion, suggested something. He said that, you know what? I'm going to throw some words at you.
Truth.
And let's see where the conversation goes. So it's not truth. In Arabic, we say, Allah yustur.
Means
only God can help us.
Only God save us. God save us. God save, yeah. Which is now God save the king, actually. But
how does it feel saying that?
How does it feel?
Saying that.
Strange. Very strange.
Hussein, are you going to… Hussein, you know what I think you should do? I think rather than throwing words, I think you should go on Twitter or Reddit or you should go on Instagram and like say a meme. What was… No, that's…
What are you? Where are you getting at?
I don't know.
Oh, he's trying to look. I think.
Like, I don't know. Okay, throw a word. Let's see what happens.
I sent you the first word.
I sent you. You're standing right there.
Anyways.
Sunscreen.
Let me.
You know,
tell you.
I should start using sunscreen. Actually, you know, this is a funny thing. It's not funny because I have. Because as a person, I don't know who's ever seen me at the beach. I have a lot of moles. Beauty spots, we call them.
Right.
Beauty spots. I just winked, but I realized that now I'm wearing glasses because I decided never to do an interview without glasses.
Personal communication.
Personal communication. So yeah, I need to wear sunscreen.
Right. So
and now that I'm running outdoors a lot, you need to use sunscreen.
This is the thing. I actually believe you need to wear sunscreen. I don't wear sunscreen as much as I should, admittedly.
But I thought you have the usual island tan.
I do. Mashallah. I'm from the desert and the island. That's Allahu what the Akbar. skin is from. Thank you, God. But here's the thing. I was, as you know, I'm
as
building. As you know, I'm working. I'm obsessed with longevity, like with health span and being and brain health. I'm obsessed with it to the point that I think I'm on the verge of building a platform. It's now turning into a thing. And one of the people I follow is Dr. Huberman, who's a professor at Stanford, who is a neuroscientist. And he says, he said specifically that he doesn't wear sunscreen because they found traces of it in it's gone up your spine and it stays in your system. So your system cannot work it out and it might be creating a future issues. So we don't actually know what causes dementia or Alzheimer's. So there is some controversy around sunscreen.
So how does someone protect themselves from this? Because you have people that go, I don't understand you people. They go and do like a 6-hour sunbathe and then they complain about, ugh, I'm burnt.
So a 6-hour sunbathe is a tough thing to navigate because that's pure exposure. Mm. But Asians, my mother, for example, will just not be in the sun. Yes, we love you, mom. But my mom will not be in the sun. She will cover up. She'll wear that hoodie. She wear a hoodie with a visor. With a visor. She does not care. She does not want the sun to touch her. Not because of color, because she doesn't want a wrinkle. There's a direct link between wrinkling and UV light.
Well, if there's any dermas out there, just so you can give us a little bit of tips about sunscreen. And also now that I'm running outdoors and 100%. And also I discovered that people that train a lot and sweat a lot, and especially now because of the 777 challenge, we're going to be doing a lot of outdoor running, even though it's hot. It's something that's going to help with endurance. I would like to sit down with a derm and see how I can like get my skin to get better and doesn't get really affected by everything we're doing. So
I think that's a great idea.
Any dermas, skin experts that are listening to this, holla.
Akawi needs you.
We need you. The 777 challenge needs you because I'm sure none of the seven of us actually know what's great skincare. So
this is a really good journey to be on.
Next word, Hussein.
I think that's hot. Yeah.
Yeah, Hussein. Hit us with next word.
Undefeated.
Oh, undefeated.
Reem Hamid, ladies and gentlemen. 1 second.
Welcome to Reem Explains.
Oh, you didn't know.
Tell us. What comes to mind when he says undefeated?
Undefeated. You know, the funny thing about life, Akawi, is that I always thought that it is a frequency.
Uh-huh.
And in the past 2 weeks,
uh-huh,
multiple times,
uh-huh,
I thought that I was defeated at points in my life. I was looking back. Turns out I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
I am undefeated. That's what this is about. I was sitting down and thinking about this. I'm like, this whole time I've been here, I have never left. I have stayed the tide.
Allah, I love, the most thing I love about you is the humbleness.
No. That there's none of that here. I'm undefeated. Stop.
Next word, Hussein. Sorry, I don't want to talk about this topic anymore.
What? You don't want to talk about what undefeated means to you?
What do you mean?
As in the word conjures nothing up but me?
Sarahatan, I think with me, undefeated is not a situation or it's not a person against you. It's between you and yourself.
Yeah. So it's the same. He's actually affirmed that I'm undefeated. That's what
I was talking about you.
Well, you looked right at me and you said it.
Because there's no one else to look at.
Hussein's right there. Next word.
Argue.
100%. Khalas, done. Next.
Let's move on.
We just had that.
We just did that.
Withdraw.
Okay.
From the argument?
No. No, I want to talk about withdraw because self-development is a big thing on our show. It's a huge thing. I wonder, you have only withdrawn in our life, like as in when I've seen you withdraw. I've only seen it happen 2 or 3 times where you're like, yo, I'm going to be sad right now. Remember?
Yeah.
And you just like decided to withdraw and hang out by yourself. What did you do during those two times?
I just chilled. Two times?
Was like there was two times. Yeah, there was two times. And I there's no need to discuss what happened. But I just know. It was it's not out of character. It was in character for Akawi to be like, this is not happy right now. I'm out. And don't come over. He said, don't come over.
I just chilled.
You just sat
I
there.
I just sat down, just chilled.
For hours, because this was like…
For a couple of hours and I passed out.
Wow.
Sarahatan.
Okay.
That's exactly what I did.
You know, like I'm withdrawn right now. Like I'm not even here. Yeah.
Do you say withdraw or withrawals?
It doesn't matter. Oh, wait. Withdrawals is like when you're coming off something that you're addicted to.
What are you addicted to, Reem?
You.
Allah.
No, that's a lie. I'm undefeated.
AKA I defeat Reem.
He's defeated. No, what am I addicted to? I am a workaholic. It is a problem. I work on it in my life. I need to have boundaries and rules. It is something that is a problem. Like I'm an actual work, like a true functioning workaholic. And the problem is it's celebrated, right?
So here's a question. Are you addicted to working or are you addicted to the feeling that you get out of overworking or working?
I'm addicted to the immediate gains that you get from doing the work. And I'm also addicted to the glory. There's a lot, like I set something so far in the distance. The problem with the addiction is that it's also the place that I hide from things, which is why you've seen me in the past like year and a half really confront a lot of difficult things in my life. Though I haven't been perfect at it, I've been really trying more than before. Without the safety net of work, and when you're a businesswoman, there's always something that you need doing.
Okay, so it's work, not the feeling that you get from it.
Yeah, Also, my family values it. On both sides of my family, we have a lot of value. There is very little value in a person who stays home and is lazy.
Fair enough.
They do not see that as something that's good in any way.
No, the reason why I asked if it's working or if it's a thing for work, because I've been reading a bit more on manifesting and I read something very interesting the other day. And it says that in order to manifest better or not to perfect manifest, I don't want to say the word perfect. I don't like it that much. But rather manifesting, making a lot of money, manifest the feeling that you're going to get from it. So manifest safety.
Right. I get that.
Manifest happiness versus I'm going to manifest buying a yacht. What is the feeling that you're going to get from buying these things or acquiring these things and manifest that feeling. And then that's even more of I want to say abundance of things rather than that manifesting that one thing.
You know, the truth is, I think with the way what you've said is really profound because a lot of people look for. Put your glasses back on. Because the material things, you're right, are singular and perpetually disappointing. But to have a sentiment, a feeling, that's actually what you live in. Those are the memories of our lives. So I think it's pretty dope. What are you reading on? Is there a book or are you just researching?
Just random stuff.
That's dope.
It's on my Notion.
Oh, At Carries On Notion, ladies and gentlemen. If you need a Notion tutorial, do not call me.
Yeah, you're right.
But
I say next word, Notion. Okay, Arim, tell us a bit more about Notion.
Notion is a platform where you can create independent and connected links. And that's what I'm addicted to.
It's like Google Drive, Google Docs on steroids.
And if you go, and if you're now on Notion Talk, you understand that there are people in the universe that build digital products for Notion, which is basically a workspace platform for your brain. It is my second brain. If I read something, I document it in there so I don't have to think. What?
As if one wasn't enough.
You know, what we're doing is creating protections. That's all. This one is such a great gift. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Go. Manipulate. It's not my favorite word. I manipulate. To manipulate, we say, is a negative thing, right? Do you think
it is a negative thing?
This is the thing. The word in science is like to move them something around, not to do it like with intention to for your gain.
You mean like chromosomes and cells and chemistry.
Yeah, that's meant to manipulate something is to shake it up, not necessarily to do something bad to it. Do you get what I mean? Mm.
But so have you ever manipulated something positively?
Yeah, in your own favor. Yes.
You want to give that
and you haven't?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't manipulate. I'm too blunt to manipulate.
No,
it doesn't work.
I think I know when, especially for me, if I got a speeding, like it doesn't happen
she
here, but in Toronto when I was driving.
Drives,
no, I used to drive.
She drives.
I used to drive. I would do whatever it took to get out of that ticket. I would do whatever it took. If I had to cry, whatever it took, I would do that in that moment to get out of that ticket.
I feel like if you're in Toronto and it's like -32, I don't think the cop will get out of the car to give you the speeding ticket. Really?
They do. And it's
But then
just,
how do you manipulate someone in -32? You'd offer them a hot chocolate?
Yes.
Hey, officer.
Timmy's coupon.
You want a hot chocolate?
For hot chocolate.
A coupon.
A coupon. So, but this is the thing is like where I don't like when as soon as I feel someone manipulating me, I withdraw immediately, almost immediately. It's just like I exit the building. You call it out.
Yeah, I do call it out.
I don't call it out. I just literally, I'll say this isn't for me and I'll start to step back. This light from God is just.
There was a light that just opened. Did it affect anything?
Oh, it's the fire alarm.
There's a fire alarm.
This is it. That was Akawi trying to manipulate me, but he couldn't get to it.
I couldn't. I'm too nice.
This is too nice
to get to it.
Really?
Sometimes.
It seems like the fire alarm is going off, but for our own safety, we're going to stay right here. This is the safest room in the building.
What is this silent fire alarm, by the way? That just a light.
Is lit? No. If
it's not like we're on the 20th floor. If it's burning, we can just run down the stairs.
Exactly. I don't see anybody. The GM of the hotel is literally going to the gym right now.
Have you ever been in like a fire situation?
Yes.
Where like run out of a burning building or something?
Well, it was an earthquake situation.
Okay.
And that a fire was caused because the earthquake was happening in Philippines. Yeah. And I was really little. And the building began to sway and it was like a 3 point something on the Richter scale. And two buildings next to us dropped, completely fell. There was a pool in the middle. We were staying in a hotel apartment and the water inside the pool pooled upwards. It was very scary.
Oof.
And because everything was shaking so much, there was like a fire that had happened and then everybody evacuated. But my mom was worried that she had three of us and there was me and her and my aunt. She was worried we would get stuck in the stairwell because the stairwell was not big and there was all these people in the building. So yeah, that was like a core memory where like, oh, okay. I guess I should be more diligent with these fire alarms, but I'm not. You can recover from anything, actually. You can do anything your heart manifests.
Around a year ago, a year and a half ago, in the building I'm staying now, and Zena, God bless Zena,
I love her,
my dearly beloved sister, best friend, partner in crime, Zena Haddad, neighbor as well. So Zena's on the 5th floor. I'm on the 11th floor. And then Zena had a friend also sleeping over, her friend Jay. And the next morning, I wake up to a message from her when I went, and I was chilling with her. And she goes like, you didn't react to the fire. I'm like, what fire? She's like, the fire alarm went out. I'm like, yeah, I know. And she goes like, yeah. And her friend Johanna, Jay, goes like, By the way, you should have seen Zina. She like had a bag, opened the door, and went out to the
to the corridor. Area,
like no, she went out to the corridor of the fifth floor, and she goes like, "I'm the only person out here." And I look at her, and she goes like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yeah, I heard it because the fire alarm is very loud."
It's loud.
She goes like, "Yeah, but what did you do?" I'm like, "I heard the alarm. I opened my eyes a bit. I sniffed. I didn't smell fire. I put my hand on the ground. It's right. cold." I'm like, okay, khalas, there's probably one of these like fake ones.
Safety first.
And then I look at Zena and I'm like, Zena, you know, you're a little bit selfish. She goes like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm on the 11th floor. You're on the 5th.
Right.
Why didn't you come up? Either wake me up or help me with my shoes.
Yeah. Because the shoes are, by the way, Akawi has a castle full of shoes. It's like, it's not a drill.
I'm on the 11th floor.
You are on the 11th floor.
Like, how many shoe boxes can I hold at a time? What, six? Maximum. I'm Superman 10.
But do you
there's
do,
others. Who's going to protect my investment? Or worst case scenario, wake me up or whatever, call me, go down to the ground floor and I'll throw stuff at you.
You know
but
what?
Be there to collect.
You know, I agree that you were trying to manipulate her.
I was setting
shoes.
A plan for the next time this happens.
But actually, that's a good point. Which are the six shoes that you would save?
That I would save?
In the case that this happens again, you can only really carry three boxes, like six maximum.
You know, I never
even
thought
six
of that.
is pushing it. So, yeah.
I don't know. But you have to run down the stairs.
You have to run down the stairs, right?
Yeah.
Which
good neighbors. I'll make them hold some stuff.
Which four
in the
shoes
of panic.
Then? Four is realistic. Which four shoes get saved in the fire?
Why do you make these? Have you ever? You shouldn't let someone choose their children.
I'm not
who's
saying,
their
first
it's
of all,
not nice, Reem.
I'm not saying that you're
you
supposed
know, don't to. Don't manipulate me to see
what
I love.
But every parent has
why
a favorite.
Why do you have to use the word manipulate? Because that's going to be the theme of the show.
Every parent has a favorite. Which are your four favorites? Or maybe there's logic behind this. I don't know.
Is there logic?
You heads, I sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't.
You heads.
Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. Like sometimes I understand why this shoe is like the one.
I don't want to say because I know one day they're going to grow up and hear this episode and resent me.
Fine. I don't want future Akawi to have trouble. But no, it's a tough call. But
tough
as a side note, go look at your babies and then pick the four that are closest, that will remain closest to the door so that you can reach them in the case that you have to pull a Zena.
Cool. I should do that. But the funny thing is that after I told Zena this, she's like, oh, you're right. I have bags.
Damn.
Last word, Hussein. Yalla. Last word. So pick something nice.
Undertake.
Huh?
Undertake.
Shu Okay. Undertake. What's undertake?
Okay. Undertake can mean two things. Yalla. Undertake. Oh, you didn't know?
Welcome to Reemsplains.
I feel so satisfied.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't know? So undertake can have two meanings. Undertake is to take on something that's going to be under your care. Or undertake is the person who comes to take the body after
someone. That's the
undertaker. That's an undertaker, right?
One of my favorite wrestling guys.
So oh, is it a wrestling dude?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you don't know Oh, you didn't know?
No. There isn't a button.
Oh.
Okay.
Undertaker was one of the, like, he was a major wrestler.
Did he have, like, long hair?
And, like, when he entered,
and,
yeah,
like,
he did.
And a black jacket.
And when he entered the ring, you just hear the thum.
So his whole thing was like he was going to, yeah.
Well, he was called the Undertaker.
Right, that makes sense. So I only know that he had a black like jacket and long hair because McDonald's had a toy of him.
True, you're right.
So I knew that.
I
didn't know what he was. I didn't watch wrestling.
So Undertaker is to take responsibility of things.
Yeah, you can undertake.
So since now, like this morning, we were sitting with Sean from My Parents Are Divorced and I've learned his logic. So if you undertake a lot of things, is that overtaking or is it still undertaking?
It's overtaking.
It's overtaking?
Yes.
Sean inspired me.
He is inspiring. I was so happy to see him today.
Yeah, he's a good dude. You want to, I didn't like that last word.
You
want to give
a
stronger word or do we go to Shataf report?
Oh my God, I can't wait for the Shataf report.
Shattaf. Oh, before we get to, so I have an Iranian friend, Yassi, God bless you. She's like, you know what they call a Shattaf in Iranian?
No.
Shling.
No.
I think so. Let me hear
first
the voice
of all,
now. Let me hear the voice now.
You may remember Akawi from learning Thai.
Bam.
Which we found out is not a number. So,
it's not?
No, remember? Sonny corrected you in his episode. It was the wrong number, basically. So to that point, I'm open to anything because I'm here to build cultural bridges. That's my job.
Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
So if you know the Iranian word for shataf, please call. Actually, you know what?
Thank you.
What is it? Play it again.
This is a reminder to mention shilang.
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 Shilang. So shataf in Iranian is shilang. So
this is, what did you
say? Shling. So we're going to go move into the shilang report because I promised her. And she's in Iran right now, so I hope she's proud of me.
Oh, man.
Shilang report. Shilang is a strong word.
Yo, it is a strong word. Hit it, Akkawi. I mean, yeah. That's
wait
a good one.
Yeah. Wait. So this is why OT's great at this.
It's okay. It's fine.
Welcome back to Shataf Report, ladies and gentlemen. If you do not know what the Shataf Report is, it is the segment where Reem Hamid, God bless her, does a public service where she goes to different bathrooms around the city and tries them to rate their Shataf, or as we know today in Iranian, it's called Shilang. How does Reem Hamid rate the Shilang? This is what she does. It depends on the looks. Is it metal Shilang? Is it a plastic Shilang? Is it a gold-plated Shilang? 2, the pressure of the Shilang. 3,
The temperature
of the water that comes out of the shilang. 4, the statics of the bathroom. And bonus one, and it's very important, but we call it a bonus one because we really need people to stick by it, is the tissue paper. 2-ply, 3-ply, wooden, whatever it is.
This is how Reem Hamid paper, leaves.
Rates the shilangs, and I present to you. Reem Hamid.
Terra Solis.
Allah. But that's so far away.
No, I don't care how far away it is. The fact is,
like, I make sure there's nothing in my system to go to because it's so far away. Like, even getting there, you need to read the Shataf on the way to Terra Solis.
I will. But let me tell you, the Terra Solis, for those of you who may not know,
it's where Reem goes to party.
It's where I go to party. No, it's not, actually. It's where I go to sunbathe because there are actually very few desert pool parties that exist in the region. Most of them are beachside. Not a lot of them are in the middle of the desert. There is no shade, ladies and gentlemen. It's just you, the desert, and God. And so you better wear sunscreen because it is not a drill. And he's right. It's far out. But that's why I like it. I love being in the desert.
All right, so, go.
The shataf. You walk in, the bathroom is dark. That's better. It's better that you don't want it to be light. No. You don't want it to be light because you don't know what goes on there. Does stay there. So you walk in, and once again, I noticed the throne is black, and Akkawi, the toilet seat, the throne is black. Yeah. And I know Akkawi's voice always rings in my head saying, how do you know if it's clean? We don't. We simply do not appropriate for this location. The shataf itself is metal. It is metal and square-ish. Mm. It's metal squared, which is not so bad. I kind of like that. The water pressure is okay. And considering where you are and how far out you are, that's not necessarily a good thing. Mm. But if you've been in the spirit and in the vibes, it's bush.
The
it's
vibes.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's bush. It's cool. The water temperature is a hot. Because like, it's hot.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's you and God in the desert. It's hot. Like and the problem is too, is that it's shaped like an amphitheater. And then around the edges, the sun. Like you're in the middle of a magnifying glass. It's not a joke. Anyways, it's warm. Just go with it. It's warm. It's whatever the temperature is outside and you're in the desert.
I'm not going to ask what kind of tissue paper. Is there tissue paper?
First of all, in one stall there was not. In two stalls there was not. Then finally my sister, smart, she says the first stall is the one used least. People usually walk past it. And in there was 2 rolls of toilet paper which we split. And it was 1-ply. It was 1-ply. Camping. I went camping.
That's what you get for not using the bathroom before.
That's what I get. But you know what? Again, God's work. This is what I'm doing.
This
is what
service.
I'm doing. Rating. And so let's rate it. I give it a 2.5.
You give it a 2.5 out of 5?
It exists in the desert.
You give it a 2.5?
It's like a miracle of
that's
science.
That's so nice,
man.
That means they passed. 2.5 means they passed.
Of course they passed. There's a toilet in the desert that
what's
has a
difference
shataf?
Between the toilet you use than just going into the desert and doing it by nature
has a shataf. It's different than a hole because
fair
it has
enough.
A shataf. But the 1-ply can be easily corrected. Guys, just fix that. Like, I don't expect the water to be cold. That's a whole... Like, or infrastructure ordeal.
100.
1-ply can be fixed today. Terra Solis, not so bad as an experience. Shataf report, 2.5.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That was the Shataf report, Reem Hamid.
Thank you very much. It's the
Shataf report. Well, that helps us wraps up today. I think, you know, this whole wordplay thing was fun. Sarahatan,
it was not roleplay. It was wordplay. I am myself today and every day.
I enjoyed this wordplay, Sarahatan. Hassan, yeah. God bless you. The internet, God bless you. Reem Hamid, God bless you.
God bless you. Muhammad Akkawi.
We love you guys.
We love you. See you later.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.